Remembering awareness. Recognizing what is happening. What is this being receiving? These senses receiving impressions. The mind recognizing, feeling, making sense of for us the world. Are you aware? One of the qualities attributed to the Buddha in the Pali, it's called Lokavidu. Lokavidu. The knower of the world. The Buddha said, the world in this teaching is this fathom-long body with its perceptions and mind. These senses receiving the world and the mind making sense of it. This is what the Buddha knows. Understands the world of experience. Thoroughly knows the world of experience. What we know of the world is filtered through our senses, our minds. Every experience coming through our senses, being recognized and understood by our minds. And sometimes being distorted by our minds, by views, ideas, opinions, understanding that world, knowing that world, the Buddha said, is the way to freedom, the way to release from struggle, stress, suffering we have about the world of our experience. This world of experience is a reflection of what's out there, I believe. And yet, because what we experience is a construction of the mind, it's very susceptible to being shaped by our conditioning, being distorted. And so understanding those distortions as the mind sees and understands the way it contributes to stress and suffering, the mind begins through wisdom, through understanding, to come more into alignment with just knowing the world. Knowing what's actually here. What is here? What is actually happening in this moment? This world of experience, this world of sensation. Body sensation. Sound, the mind, knowing, recognizing, feeling. And relating to experience. Are you aware this moment, this experience, this lived experience, the world in this moment, the only moment we have, this very fleeting moment, fleeting and yet vast, the world in this fleeting moment. Fleeting because of the change. Every moment, new arising, the world new each moment. Each moment, something vanishing. This is where we live. If we are caught, lost in the constructions of the mind, unaware of this here, this now, we are missing our lives. And missing the opportunity for wisdom, to grow understanding, to grow about the nature of the world, the nature of what and who we are. And understanding that nature, understanding the world of experience. When the mind understands it, it lets go of holding on to wanting it to be some other way. The Buddha pointed to this understanding for a very practical purpose: freedom from suffering. Not because we need to accumulate information, but because the wisdom that grows as we understand the world of experience, moves the mind towards letting go of confusion, of misunderstanding, of wanting things to be some other way. And that release of that confusion, that misunderstanding, is freedom from suffering, freedom from dukkha. Ease. The greatest happiness. And in that greatest happiness, we respond to the world. Respond and live in the world, relate with connection and care, compassion and joy, and balance of mind, understanding. Understanding the world. Simple awareness, meeting, experience. This is the way wisdom develops. Little by little, gradually. Just this moment, and this moment.
Thank you.